Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the Claws After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Today we're talking about Desna in Court, Dr. Ken's Confession, and the craziest Jew for Jesus I've ever seen. It's all coming up here on the Claws After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Okay.
And I'm gonna miss everybody.
I missed you guys so much last week.
I know, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. Guys, I like last minute bailed on the panel last week, and these ladies held it down as I knew they would. My squad. Thanks for doing that, guys. But my name is Jeff, guys. If this is your first time tuning in to AfterBuzz TV, this is your Claws After Show, where every week we review our favorite show on TNT.
Yes.
Today we're covering Season 2, Episode 7, Crossroads, aptly named with the song, right?
Crossroads. Yes.
We got some Bone Thugs, and we got Evan Dingle.
Don't forget the harmony.
Yes, and the harmony. And the harmony. We'll forget the harmony. We got Evan Dangle in the thong singing this song.
I know.
So. Evan, you look beautiful, man. You look great.
Yes,
of course, though, guys, my name's Jeff, and I'm not alone. I've got Jamie on my left.
Hey,
and I've got Roach Baby on my left.
You know it.
And I've got Jazzy on my left.
Hey.
And I'm so excited to get into this episode. Guys, before we cover the actual show, we have our overall thoughts, but we will be covering the episode. And, of course, we have our yes, yes, no.
Yes, yes.
And we got some news.
Yeah.
And some predictions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
We've got
so much.
Everything. So much. But before we get into it, let's start with our overall thoughts. For some reason, Roach Baby, I just want to throw to you. I just want to see what you thought of this episode.
Girl, that's what I do. Just throw that.
But this show was great. My favorite part was Crossroad, because, you know, Baby Boy was at the crossroad in this thong doing the thing. You know what I'm saying? But it was a lot. You know, Desna, she was locked up, like Akon. I can't believe it. Her brother done walked out on her. I'm excited to see what y'all think about it.
Jazzy, what'd you think?
Honestly, it's one of my least favorite episodes of the whole season.
I'm
really a big fan of the show, but after watching this, I'm like, I think it was just a little too much. It was, it was a lot going on. Very dramatic, not enough comedy. But I think my most favorite part of it was the Jen and Bryce scene.
Okay.
Like that right there, with the way that Bryce came for her defense, and then also, Dean. Like, Dean, like, ooh, I love his character, this role. I mean, this episode, so.
I know why you like Dean this episode.
Why?
Because he came out in a loincloth after he was stripped.
Yeah, that too. I was like, I didn't know Hero had all that going on.
I know, I was like, he's in the gym, I like it. But I slightly agree with you. It's like, I liked it, but I was just expecting more.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we had lots of confessions this episode, lots of betrayal going on, but it just, you know, we were talking about it earlier, just kind of seemed like it was all over the place.
Kind of scattered.
And I feel like every single character had something going on to where I'm like, okay, what is going to happen in these next coming episodes to next season? So I guess that's just what it is.
I agree with you guys. I think right now they're putting all the pieces in place, right? They're like setting the chessboard, and we've gotten exciting two episodes, but sometimes this happens with these 10 episode runs, like episode 8, episode 7, everything's building, sort of a lot's happening, but also not that much is happening,
but you
know it's building to something. So I agree with you guys. I think some of the stuff in this episode worked better than others, but I'm excited to get into it nonetheless. Let's start by talking about our girl Desna.
Okay.
She's locked up. She's not handling the clink very well. How did you guys feel about it? I will say, she lost her cool for a minute.
She did.
Yeah.
Which didn't seem Desna to me.
I think, you're right, it didn't seem Desna-y to us, right? But I feel like these past couple of episodes, she's just kind of lost it. I don't know what's going on with her, but I was worried about her to where, you know, the last couple of episodes, I didn't really have faith in her.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't making the best decisions. But also, some things are a little unrealistic. Now, you know, with her nails, they are not going to let that in jail. And they were just very intricate with, like, all the nail scenes and, like, you know, the hands look great. Her hair looked great. Lipstick on. I'm like, this is not realistic
at
all.
Yeah, I agree with
but
that.
She looked great. She looked great this entire episode.
She was slaying the whole, like, scene. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah.
But I thought that the nails were okay since it was, like, an overnight thing. Like, they were keeping her for a while. She, I mean, unless the whole trial didn't pass through. So I thought she was okay in her uniform, her outfit, I guess.
The main thing that bugged me was when she seen an old past friend, and then she was just so quick to get yourself together. And I was like, relax. Like, do you guys
eat
not know
chocolate.
That you're both?
Uh-huh.
No one should be judging anyone.
Yeah. True, true.
I was a little confused by that. Why do you guys think the writers included that? Because I'd say 10 minutes of the episode was devoted to this relationship, and this was maybe an example of where I was not totally tracking what was going on here.
That's what we mean. Like, the whole thing was just all over the place.
Yeah.
But you know what? Possibly, maybe we'll see that character again. Because she was the one that helped Desna open her salon, right?
Right.
So we might see her again to maybe where she'll help Desna in the end.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
you
see.
Never know. Because we didn't really see... We saw, like, a good scene with them, but not further out in this episode. So
I do like how the fact that the writers brought her back in there, because after Des ended up giving up the new salon she was fighting so much for, she gave it up and now she's focusing on her squad again. Mm-hmm. It's good to see that people that she reached out to before or prior is still around. So like you said, hopefully we do see something more of her character in the end.
I wish they would have did a flashback, because I didn't know who she was. I thought that she was the young lady who Polly is taking care of, her mother.
No.
That's who I thought. I can see
the resemblance is there, but yeah. she was
I wish they did like a little flashback, like real quick.
She was the woman that helped Desna get the new, the old other salon before they went back to the old song. The very new one. That sold her the salon. So think about it. She was like the uppity woman. She had a lot of money. Yep. She's doing well.
What was her name?
Is it Mindy?
Something I believe like so. That. But let us know in the live chat. But that's why Desna was like, you look so skinny. Eat something.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't even realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looked terrible. Mm-hmm. So it was really hard to point her out.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that makes a lot more. Thank you, guys. This is a good example of why we have an after show, because yeah. I know I'm moderating this panel, guys, but that went right on my head. Yeah. So I can see that it was probably giving Desna a look into the world she could be living.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Desna's kind of having this existential crisis, and to see someone who was completely put together at the top of their game fall so far, I feel like Desna was like, this could be me if I don't get my S together.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, like an epiphany.
And then also just in the highlight, like Claus always does, it gives some kind of like quick PSA to show you that no matter how high you are in your career, whatever you are, you can always fall back down. Like no matter who you are, what you do, whatever, you can always fall back bottom. Yeah. So everyone's human in the day.
Yeah, gosh, that was Mandy. It is Mandy. Good job, Jasmine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was kind of fun. We got her arraignment, and Fortune Feimster was there.
Yes.
Did you guys recognize this lawyer?
No.
She does stuff here and there. Yeah, she's normally like a really goofy stand-up comic. She's very close to Chelsea Handler. So if you've seen Chelsea Handler's Netflix show, she's done that. She also was a series regular on The Mindy Project, which was a show I liked a lot.
I like that show too. Uh-huh,
yeah, she was in later seasons, so if you only watched the beginning, you wouldn't have seen her. But fun to see Fortune Feimster make this random appearance in a drama show.
Yeah,
so.
I thought she made seeing her, you know, she was playing a more serious role, but she still had her little snippets of comedy. Like, she smells delightful.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Good call.
But she just still didn't help her out at all. So I'm like, where did she come from? But I liked it.
Very random.
But I like when they show random characters that we don't expect. So I'm like, hopefully they have some more people coming. Like, I would love to see, like, we've said Cardi B, if she made a cameo appearance or something, that would be awesome. They should just bring out all the stops. Yeah.
Claus would be the perfect show for Cardi.
Yeah. Absolutely.
She should just come and get her nose done real quick and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't want to have like a big role. Please don't.
I was thinking even Vivica Fox maybe. That would be good.
SZA maybe.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yes. With the hair, she could be like Desna's cousin or something.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous about that. I like how it is now.
I know it's too much.
We see Empire, and I should like just go on that show. But they brought out so many different casts left and right, and it was like, okay.
Yeah. Hard to take seriously.
It takes it away from the actual story, you know? So I'm like, Claus, you're okay for how you are. I want to have a cameo here and there. Just keep it very minimum. That's it.
Yeah.
We have a good question from Robin. We'll save it for predictions, Robin, but I like where you're going. So teasing, we've got a great question for predictions. Okay, so we find out that the reason Fortune Feimster shows up as this lawyer, this is Zlata's lawyer.
Yeah.
Zlata bails Desna out. Desna gets in the car and hears someone banging in the trunk. We find out that the person in the trunk was Polly's lawyer, who was supposed to bail Desna out. And Zlata confesses to all the double crossing she's been doing. Mm-hmm. This was a very interesting scene because Niecy Nash had to play this as an actress as if she was learning for the first time,
right.
But show us as an audience that she already knew. So great acting from Niecy.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you guys think of this confession?
Well, so I think it was about time, okay? Mm-hmm. Especially since we're leading towards the end of the season. But at the same time, I'm like, Desna, like, she was just very bold this episode in a lot of different scenes, but especially in this one, because I still don't trust Zlata, and I just feel like she killed any moment, or she could use somebody against Desna as like a weakness, you know. So it just made me nervous.
Absolutely. I think Desna kind of acted really calm in the car when Zlata told her that, oh yeah, you know, I betrayed you. Remember, we've always working together, blah blah. I think Desna acted really calm. I know her whole scheme is to get back at Zlata and betray her as well. But if someone told me that, yes, it's true, I was going to kill you, I don't think I would have been as normal like that. I think I would have probably reacted. But I don't know. Maybe I would have blown her cover. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. I mean, she has to play the game, right?
I guess. But yeah.
She's a double agent right now, you know? Yeah. So she has to play the game.
I know.
It's so funny, too. I know I need to hate Zlata. She was literally giving Dr. Uval a BJ. But I still kind of like Zlata.
Nope.
Am I the only one?
I never did like her.
I might like the actress. I don't know. And I like, maybe. I like that she's still this, like, girl power. I know it's the wrong kind of.
Yeah,
but like
no
right now, but she's going to get to Dr. Uval before Dr. Uval can get to her. Like, she's playing the game. You know what I mean? And, yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
She's very badass, but at the same time, like, I think I used to really like Zlata. Now, I don't really like her at all. I don't know if it was the way she ate that pickle or what. Like, it was that scene. And I don't know. She's turning me off these last couple of episodes.
I like, mean, yes. I like Zlata's wardrobe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If these that she wears put together, I'm like, oh, that's cute.
The baby hair, spicy. Though? Yeah,
no, I mean, wardrobe.
You know, like, the way she had it slicked down,
not
it was
the
cringe
hair,
worthy.
Not the hair.
It was
and
very
the earrings.
Cringy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Brownie8986 in the chat is with me. She's devilish and hilarious.
No.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I see you, Brownie. I see you. Even if it's just me.
Why do you love her?
I don't know. Yeah. I know. Let us know in the comments. If anyone else is Team Zlata, it's not necessarily Team Zlata, but Team Zlata being on this show.
Yes.
I guess that's different. But anyone else who's kind of still rolling with Zlata, let me know. Okay, so we're going to get back to the Desna and crew stuff later, but I want to talk about Dean. Okay. Because Dean is kind of striking out on his own. This is the first time he's got a point.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He's one of the smartest characters, and it was one of my predictions in these previous after shows. Where I'm like, he is going to be one of the heroes, if not him, someone else. I'll let you know in our predictions. So stay tuned for that. But he's definitely becoming, you know, a bigger character, and I like that. And I don't know. It's just he made me nervous a little bit too, though. And I'll get into that. But what did you guys think of him?
I was going to say the same thing. Excuse me. I was just going to say he just makes me nervous because I trust him as a man, but then sometimes I'm like, is he going to go about this the right way, because you're playing with fire, the fact that you can take down everybody. So I mean, but I felt bad for him when he did go to the police station. They treated him a little bad.
I know.
I
was hoping that he's gonna pull out some kind of card saying that I'm autistic or something, but I don't think that he carries anything like that, because even though he knows he has a condition, like, Dean keeps like, I'm still one of you guys, you know. He doesn't like to be separated or I'm signaled out. But to see him in that limelight, I loved it. I thought it was really much needed. We need to see Dean be more independent.
Yeah.
So I think it was great. Now, I'm more afraid of him leaving Des than I was afraid for him to be in the police officer.
Absolutely.
Police department, excuse me. Because, you know, he was coming and doing a good deed for his sister, but, excuse me, going out on his own, like, we don't know what to expect. Like, everyone doesn't even know he's autistic.
Yeah.
He reacts very fast to certain things. People are touching him. Like, so I'm a little worried about Dean, but I'm all here for Dean and Team Dean. And Dean does need to separate from himself, because we don't want to see Dean, you know, locked up for Desna. Yeah. You know, we don't
think
or killed. So we don't do that.
I wanted to piggyback on what both you guys said, because you said a lot, which I totally agree with all of it. So I like how you said, you know, he's a man, because a lot of times, especially when you have someone, you know, as men, like if they are autistic, they don't really see them as grown men.
Yeah.
And like that Virginia said, she's like, you are a grown ass man.
Yeah.
Yes, he is, whether he's autistic or not. And I also like how you mentioned about Desna. That is probably one of my biggest fears, because Desna, she needs good people in her circle, and because so many things are going on with so many characters, it has me a little bit worried about, you know, who really is in her corner. Jen is over here doing one thing.
Oh, gosh.
Polly's over here crying about one thing, and, you know, it's just so much is going on. So
there's a lot of tears.
Yeah, a lot of tears. And it just has me worried, because I think Desna really needs Dean the most right now. And now he's just kind of separating himself a little bit. So it just makes me nervous.
I do wish, though, really quick, that that they did let Dean go ahead and, like, bail her out. And that would have been so epic that Desna walks out and she sees her brother out of all people. She would never expect that.
Yeah.
She would have been nice. I think that would have been, I mean, it would probably be more dramatic because it would be tears of joy. But I think that would have been very epic to see.
I agree.
Like,
yeah. In fact, I feel like they kind of should have done that. That would have been great.
They should have done that. Like,
but did anybody think when Dean went to the deputy's office that they would have known, like, okay, he's showing signs.
No.
He could possibly be autistic.
You don't think that right away, just because, for example, I took a sign language for like 3 years. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that I didn't realize where if someone's not talking to you or someone's ignoring you, you automatically think they're just like being rude to you. But it's like, no, they're deaf. Like,
wow.
You don't. don't know. Yeah. So I think that in that situation, like, their first thought is not that. They're thinking that he's outraged. His loved one's locked up. Then it's going to be out of here before he becomes more of a problem.
Right.
So they don't think about that stuff at all.
The show does such a good job of bringing awareness to minority cultures. Like, whether it be racially or socioeconomically or disability awareness. Absolutely. You know, it's done such an interesting job with Dean. I love the way the show handles Dean. And I love the way Dean and Virginia... Yeah. They're so solid.
I think they're starting to grow on me, which scares me. I'm like, I don't know if I trust myself right now because, I was not for Virginia and Dean, and I still don't know how I feel, but they were really cute this episode, so.
Well,
I didn't like is just that I wish Virginia would have ran with him.
Yeah.
I feel like she should have just stood by her man at that moment because I was like, what is he doing, Mm-hmm. Like, it's three other females at the shop that can take care of that business. You should go watch him and make sure he doesn't do anything irrational.
I agree with that. There's a lot of parts where I'm here for them, but I don't really see Virginia like being like the ride or die. I don't see her really being
like a replacement for Desna.
Like, no, I'm saying for Dean. Like, I don't see her being like her role as a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe
here's a question though. I feel like Claus is such a chicks before blank show. Would you guys really want to see Virginia stick? Do you want her with the crew in the nail salon, or do you want her with Dean?
With Dean.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to be with your
man. Forget them females. They got men.
I want to see her balance both. It could be balanced. I mean, we've all been
everybody
there.
Else balance them.
Yeah.
Desna, she be like, Jen. Bye. I'm with my dude. Holly, she my man.
Yeah, you're right.
I think Virginia needs to just be a little more with Dean. I think she gives him more of his space because she knows how he is.
Yeah.
But that moment we saw them in the light when she was like, no, you're grown, do you, was needed because we don't get to see their intimacy enough.
Well, we've got plenty of relationship drama to talk about Bryce, Jen, and Hank. But before we do, I real quick want to throw to you, Jazzy. Our network has some really exciting initiatives coming up, so tell us all about it.
Yes, AfterBuzzers. So our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. Dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, so many more. There's no network that work harder than us. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one of our YouTube channels. I mean, it could be YouTube dramas, reality, who cares? But by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about the pesky notifications, please don't be because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button right now for this channel. Check out our other after shows and YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so we can shout you out in the comments right now. And we'll thank you for that. And thanks for also for making us the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Hell yeah. I know you guys are Claus fans, so, you probably like Carucci. Maybe you like, all of us love our guilty pleasure reality shows. Some of us are maybe watching Love & Hip Hop. I know they're totally different shows, but there's just so much we can offer you here at the network, guys. Yes. All of us are obsessed with TV, and we know you are too, so.
Come on, somebody.
Subscribe to our channels. It will help you, I promise. And again, no notifications. It's only going to help you.
Right.
All right, so we have to talk about Jen, Bryce, and Hank. Oh my gosh.
Stressful.
Okay.
This was almost a little extra for me.
Yeah.
What did you guys think?
And it's funny you mentioned that because I know the last few after shows you were like, I don't know, because Jen has been really extra lately. She's always extra, but it's just like she's pushing it up a notch. Yeah. But something told me that Hank was somebody to watch out for. I just had a jinkies moment and I don't trust him. That also lead me to my future predictions. But okay, let's, with the phone call where she, first of all, even just seeing Hank in the house, what are you doing there? So I feel like a lot of things could have been prevented, but the phone call, was anybody wondering why she decided to call Bryce, who's in the hospital? Like,
I mean, you can't
call anybody
instant.
Else. Nobody else.
Well, when you seen how she did it, he took the phone. First she tried to take her cell phone and call Pizza Hut. Of course, she was going to call for help. He was just like, no, you're going to call from the house phone. When she did that, he thought when she did them three numbers, he was like, I want to try some other food. I thought that was very smart of him. Mm-hmm. But then it was very smart of her. She knows her phone. She clicked with her pinky, the redial number or her back or flash or something. But she didn't call him. It was just whatever was last. So, or I don't know. Or maybe it was, I forgot what you used to call it. Like when you had 1234 and it was like a
Star
speed
69
dial. It was like a speed dial for people. If you just click 5, it'll call your mom or something. That was back in the days.
Oh, I missed that.
You remember it? Yeah. I think that's what she did and it called Price.
No, so I agree with you 100%.
That's what
she definitely did the redial button or something.
Yeah,
for sure. But I'm still not here for that scene. Like, I love the fact that
tell it like it is.
That Bryce came you know, to arrest you. I love that. That was so beautiful because when he was having the dreams for a second, I was like, oh, snap. Like, Jen's going to be in the hospital. He's going to wake up and be like, no, F you. You're still messing with Hank, whatever. Yeah. That's what I suspected. I didn't suspect him to wake up and see Hank hanging over his shoulder.
But
I love how he came through for Bryce. I just saw Jen. I was really disappointed with Jen. Sorry, Jen. I was disappointed.
Really?
Because when she came down the stairs, she heard the noise, right? She comes down the stairs and she sees Hank on, you know, on the grill, whatever, in the kitchen. That was her moment to make him move right then and there. She could have ran right back up the stairs and called 911. She could have grabbed a weapon and hit him behind the head.
Yeah.
She could have run out the house. She could have did something, but instead she had a nerve to approach him with no weapon, no nothing, and just like,
it wasn't smart.
Oh, what are you doing? And so she kind of dragged that whole thing could have been prevented or whatever, but she dragged it. I think, I don't know, I just didn't like that scene.
I agree. That's what I'm like, it could have been prevented. It like, was just, you know, we all know how to sneak up some stairs, maybe. I don't know.
She went all the way down the stairs, I don't think. She had time.
They had carpet.
Hank didn't know that she was either in the house or she was awake, whatever. He didn't know. He's thinking that maybe when she comes on, he'll see her. Or maybe she wakes up, she'll see him, but I don't know. I just thought it could have been played out differently.
Totally.
It looks like in the chat they're saying it was call waiting. So Hank was calling them. Hank was calling her. And that's how she picked up the phone.
Hank was calling her, or?
It looks like that's what the chat's saying, unless I'm misreading it.
What you talk about, Angie?
It beeps.
You mean Bryce?
Bryce. Yeah. So many names on the show. Yeah, so Bryce was calling her from the hospital. And my other thought with this was, if you're going to call someone and you have to use, like, a secret code like she was, it has to be someone who knows you that well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if she were to call the cops.
And that was nice. That was a cool part about it.
But why Bryce? Like, she couldn't call Virginia or Polly.
But like they said, either she was getting a call, she was either getting a call on the line or was redialed. One or the other. So if you think about it, she couldn't call no one because she called 911 first. Yeah. But he took the phone for her as if he knew. So she couldn't call 911 because she was dumb enough. Sorry, Jen. But she had to call right then and there in front of him instead of calling up the stairs or behind, out of his lights, you know, out of his scene.
Robin and Brownie in the chat are talking about the pics. Those pics was a
hilarious.
Yeah.
They were very scary.
That was the red flag.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, Jen, because at first I was like, you know, maybe when she saw Hank cooking, if you're seeing an ex, there's always a little bit of something there, you know what I mean? But those pics should have been the red flag.
Well, no, seriously. Yeah.
How would you guys react, though? Think about it.
It is true. I mean, like, they had...
You woke up and you see all your fiance
The pics.
Yeah,
that was like some 80s erotic thriller style stuff. That was like a Glenn Close movie.
Knowing myself, just because I watch a lot of like murder mystery movies and stuff like that and documentaries, it's just like an obsession of mine. I probably would have snuck back up the stairs and like called on my cell phone because I always had my phone on me and done something or had like my pepper spray or like a taser. So I'm always ready. So
me too. I was going to cell phone on the phone.
Amazon.com.
On the phone, packing the bag. Like, I'm always so ready.
It's an Aries thing. We don't play.
Always.
Yeah,
I love it. I will say, we talked about it briefly, but I loved the scene. This was our Clausian moment from the episode. Bryce giving his motivational speech.
Yes, his little TED talk.
I know. I was like, first of all, I could see this in the future for Bryce.
Yeah.
If he gets his shit together, pardon my French.
Yeah.
I think he's, you know, he's a positive guy when he wants to be. And the way they incorporated Hank into that was so creepy.
Yeah, that was. I wasn't expecting that at all. So no. I think that was one of the scenes for sure that I liked out of all the scenes here.
Yeah.
But also, what was he injecting Bryce's? Was it, what is it, IV or EKG?
IV.
What was he injecting it with?
I don't think it was nothing terrible. Of course, he didn't die, but just something to doze him off.
Yeah, I agree.
That's just, I mean, because he knew where the cameras.
Well, I know. I'm like, what hospital
doctor
is this?
Yeah.
First, she sexes him out of a coma. Yeah. Then random people are just putting stuff in his IV.
Yeah.
I know it's Florida, but come on, people.
Yeah, Robin Yates in the live chat said, why didn't Hank kill Bryce in the first place? Like, we have a chance to. And I told her, I agree. I mean, if it was that serious, Hank could have killed Bryce right away instead of just putting him to sleep, whatever.
Yeah, maybe there's too much blood on his hands if that happens. Or maybe he thought he was. Yeah, I will say.
There's no blood on Hank's hands at all. No, but when Hank
went, it would have been blood on his hand, though.
If he killed him.
I think he would have got away with it.
I mean, it's Claus, so he probably would have. I will say, the last two episodes, the way the Jen-Bryce love triangle is being handled, I don't know if I'm here for it, so I think I'm ready to move past Hank.
You
personally
are? Okay.
Personally.
All right.
I just feel like we got so much amazing character work from Jen Lyne this season.
Yeah.
And this is getting a little too broad for me personally. I feel like we're not seeing the best of all these actors with the writing they're being given.
Or progression.
Or progression.
I'm like, how are you going to get better? It just kind of seems like it's stagnant.
We're a little
right
stuck
now.
Right now. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Yeah, I mean, it's fun. We love the soapy elements of Claws, but I think at this point I'm ready to move on. So we'll have to see what happens.
I agree.
Okay. Let's talk about Dr. Ken. And just another love triangle, right? Mm-hmm. Dr. Ken, it's not really a love triangle, but Polly's, Marnie's mom, Dr. Ken, this whole thing. Let's start with Dr. Ken. Did you guys think he was going to confess? And did you expect Polly to get as pissed as she did?
I believe that's too much to carry, so I would have definitely confessed as well.
Yeah.
And just hoped that our love was strong enough to go on. But unfortunately, Polly was not with it, because anything a child murderer or a rapist, you know, snitches, ain't it?
Yes.
I knew for a fact that Ken was going to confess, because he obviously can't hold a secret. He can't hold water. He gets paranoid. Anytime people suspect him of doing anything when he's completely innocent sometimes. So I already knew it was going to come out, and I definitely expected Polly to react the way she did.
Did
I honestly thought she was going to react more. Like, I mean, I think her reaction was fine, but I thought she was going to be like, maybe immediately call Desna or do something, maybe hit him, or I don't know. I thought she would have been more extra and exaggerated by it. So I'm glad that the way that she acted was the way that she acted.
That's good.
And I don't know. I just knew it was going to happen. I wasn't surprised at anything.
I kind of loved seeing Prison Polly.
Prison Polly.
You know, when we got to see that heart. Carrie Preston just gives us so much
she's
on this show.
Yeah, she does. She's
so
awesome. Good.
But to see her be like, when I was in the slammer, there were rapists and there were pedophiles, and the only thing worse is a snitch. I was like, damn, Polly.
Yeah, she goes hard. Yeah. She goes hard.
Yeah, she goes hard. So, okay, we'll save it for predictions, but in the chat we're seeing a little bit of, we're scared for Dr. Ken's fate. This is not good for our friend Jason Antoon. We'll have to see what happens, but
yeah,
it's all good. I mean, he's still playing it like a boss. Those big bug eyes, or they never get tired of him.
What I did like during that scene was how Polly pretty much brought up what we talked about last week, when she's like, well, how come you didn't, you know, send me a text message, write it down on a piece of paper? Like,
smoke signals.
That's what I was thinking.
We said the same thing. We're like, why would you not just write it down, or like walk in the house with a sign, like, you know, as freaked out as he always is. You know?
Guys, are
just...
we going to move to Florida and start the AfterBuzz Mafia and get in this game right
now?
Seriously.
Florida is canceled. In real life and in Claw's life.
Yeah, because I went there and I'm still paying it off. Yeah,
I mean, maybe Miami for like a weekend, but that's it.
It's so much fun out there, by the way.
For you Floridians, we love Florida. It's just, Florida's a little weird. I'm just going to say it, you know? We've got some yeses and some noes.
I'm going to say yes to Jeff. He said it's weird. It's most definitely the weirdest place I've been.
Weird Florida.
Really?
Yes.
And I used to want to move there. What was I thinking?
No, it's weird.
All right. So, let's talk about, speaking of Polly, some real emotional stuff with Marnie and Marnie's mom. What do you guys think of all this?
I feel sometimes she's just doing a little bit too much. I don't know what it is that make her a little possessive over that young lady. Mm-hmm. But it's like, girl, fall back. Like,
Paul, if she you mean?
If she wants to reunite with her mother, she is old enough to make that decision for herself. You cannot replace that. It doesn't matter who you are. If she wants to have that connection with her mother, let her, because she will resent you. I do not like that. I don't like that at all.
Speak, Roach Baby. I love it.
Thank you. You know, follow me.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally get what you're saying, but I think Polly's just so overprotective of her because she sees her as, you know, her own daughter. So that could possibly be, you know, what that is. But at the same time, it kind of gave me This Is Us vibes, you know, because when it comes to, let's just say, foster care, and you have a mother who is not able to take care of you, it's like she's just trying to take over and give her a better lifestyle. But Marnie is just so young, so she doesn't realize really what's going on. Like, even, you know, trying to join Islam, which I thought was so funny when her mom was like, so is it a nation or a religion? Like, I thought it was funny.
May I ask how old she is?
Who, Marnie?
I don't know.
I get the
same, like, same grown enough.
Yeah, like a senior in high school, junior in high school. Yeah. Let us know in the chat if you know exactly how old
I think she's 16.
16 sounds right.
I mean, she's old enough to, like, make her own decisions and, like, have some sort of logic. It may not be all the way there, but it's like, I understood mostly where Polly was coming from, because you don't want that in your life. Marnie does not know what she's getting herself into. It's bigger than her.
What? I don't know. I feel at that age, everybody, if she was to say that she loved women, everybody would be like, it's okay, you know? Yeah. And I feel at that age, I want to be a Christian. I was cool with that. I'm just saying, like, I feel like she's old enough to do what
she's
doing.
No, she is. Yeah. I really think that that she Marnie should have went with her mom if her mom wanted to take her. I think that she should have made the choice herself, not probably make the choice for her. Like, oh, you know, Marnie's mom about to leave. If Marnie's mom wants her daughter and the daughter wants to go with her, because clearly Marnie likes to don't even respect Polly that much.
Mm. Yeah.
So, call somebody.
Yeah, she doesn't really like, yeah. You know? So but I think she should have left when, if she wanted to.
I hope I'm not interrupting. I was just going to say, in fairness, Polly's not the most stable either.
Come on, somebody.
We see her playing different characters every episode. Like, obviously, she's a better mother figure to Marnie than, you know, this cracked out mom. But, you know, it's not like she's, you know, she's just dealing with a challenging situation.
Agreed.
So the chat is mixed on this, just like we are. So,
yeah.
Which is good. That's what I like about the show. So if any of you guys in the comments, let us know what you think about the whole Marnie, Polly's mom thing. It's kind of a nice emotional. I like when the show explores some of this character stuff. So
Browning 8986 does not like Marnie.
No.
She's not here for her.
Not here for Marnie. Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Everyone's heart is getting broken this episode. Anne and Arlene, done. Polly,
they're done. You think so? I think so.
I mean, it's Claus, so they'll probably be back next episode.
Okay. The only stable couple is Toby and Hank. Well, not Hank.
And Uncle Daddy.
Uncle Daddy. I can't think of his last name, but yeah.
Wow.
That's so true. That's hilarious.
Only stable couple.
Yeah, because if you think about it, Dez's heart's broken by Ruval.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, Jen, Bryce. Jen and Bryce... They're going to be all season.
And
they're
I'm really happy Jen and Bryce rekindled it. Because I was here for
You've been here for the whole show.
I've been here, yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm so happy.
I'm getting there. Anne and Arlene, done. Polly and Dr. Ken, done. Carucci and Dean are doing fine. So
there we go.
How did you guys feel about this?
Unstable.
Yeah, they're not yet. I'm still kind of here for them, but it's going to be
Virginia is not going to be satisfied by Dean fully. Her personality from where she came from, and we'll probably find more backstory about her next season, but she's not going to stay with Dean. You know.
I don't know.
She looked like she did a lot in her young years. She good.
She's good. She's worn out.
She's worn out.
Okay. She good.
I would not be surprised if season 3 we saw a little bit of infidelity, but I think at least they're going to ride into the sunset this season.
Okay.
We'll see what happens down the road.
I like that. Positivity.
Anne and Arlene, though, this was heartbreaking.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think Judy Reyes is such a good actress.
Her facial expressions, the way she like moves her eyes, it's like you feel every emotion that she has. So I wouldn't say that I was heartbroken, but I could definitely feel her pain.
Yeah.
And I think she played her character eloquently. Like she did that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last thing we have to talk about, guys, is the Dixie Mafia is not just these three dudes anymore. We got to see the whole crew. They broke into the cocaine factory, and the Dixie Mafia is bigger than we realized.
Yeah.
What do we think is going to happen here?
There's a war.
There's a war, baby.
Absolutely.
War.
Yeah. They got some new gang members. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they do. It's going to be fun. I'm into some more. I feel like the Russian Mafia, we had some, you know, side pieces here or there, but the Dixie dynamic is so fun, and that feels so Claus, like that sort of Southern hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here for more of that. Like, I would love to see some more of Uncle Daddy, Roller, and Bryce's family, you know, and get involved. I'm excited about that. So
absolutely.
Anything else I'm missing with this episode, guys, before we move into some new segments?
Oh, I can't think of anything.
Let's see.
They going ham in the chat room, though. They
I know.
Virginia,
I love
it, y'all. Thank goodness.
Just so you guys know, if any of you guys are listening to the podcast, you can join in with us live. So that's whenever we talk about the chat, that's what we're talking about. We're a live network, but we're platform agnostic. You can consume us anyway. But if you're available at 4 p.m. Pacific on Mondays, join us, hop on our YouTube and chat with us.
Yes.
That's what we do here at AfterBuzz TV. We talk to you.
Yes.
So hop in the chat next week.
Absolutely.
With that, though, guys, I say we move into some yes, yes, no. Ooh, Roach yes, baby, yes. What do you got?
I'm ready.
Okay, you guys. So yes, yes, no is a new segment that we do that basically I ask my co-hosts a couple of questions and they tell us yes or no. But please feel free to participate, you know.
Please.
Yes.
Y'all all up in the comments anyway. So my first question, you guys.
Okay.
Pull it out. Hank would have hooked up Brienne's cornrows. I'm going to say yes.
Hank would have...
No.
So next, Hank, if you guys know who Hank is, Brienne is Jen and Bryce's daughter. She told him that he was going to hook up them cornrows. I give him faith.
And if he would have touched that girl,
right,
he deserves to get killed immediately.
Does he know how to use the comb and get make sure the part is even?
How you know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't even give him a chance. He know how to cook. He know how to Photoshop pictures.
What was he cooking? Like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't trust it. Did he have seasoning?
I could picture it, though. I could picture Jen walking down the stairs and all of a sudden seeing her daughter with corners and hanging, like, look what I did.
Oh, no. Your boxer braids.
Okay. Bryce can't do it like me.
All right. What else we got, Roach?
Okay. Dr. Ken is going to do something really irrational to get Polly back.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, I thought she was about to say no.
She wanted to say no.
I had to think about it.
Jamie doesn't want to be on a team. She wants to be her own team.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, you guys might agree with me in the chat, but I agree this time.
Yeah. All right. And my last question is Dr. Ruval and Dr. Ruval's mother and Desna is going to take over the cocaine business.
No.
I don't think we're going to see much more of Dr. Ruval's mom.
I think so because baby came out looking good in her swimsuit. Oof, she sure didn't have no wheelchair.
What was that accent, though? It went from, like, Jamaican to Russian for a hot second. Did you guys hear that?
Because she said she was talking about her and saying she's Russian, so you know what she's going to do.
Maybe.
I thought you were going to say that Desna and Dr. Ruval's mother is going to go one-on-one, and I'm here for this. Yeah.
Me too. I'll take that question,
yes.
I love when Niecy has, like, the action scenes where she's just kicking butt. Yes. I love it.
I'm here for that.
I need Queen Niecy, and she's coming back. Queen Desna.
Yes.
That finale. All
right. Speaking of Queen Desna, guys, we've got some amazing news and gossip led by Miss Jamie Gray.
All right, guys. So we'll go ahead and get into it. So one of the first pictures I want to show is of Miss Fortune. We're going to say
I'm 99% sure it's Feimster. When Feimster, he said that, that's
I'm going to go with Feimster.
We apologize if that's
Miss Yeah, Bryce, so the first picture that we see is of Miss Feimster and Niecy Nash. And you see that Miss Feimster has her nails done. You might recognize this comedian, guys. She has been on the Mindy Project. You might recognize her from Chelsea Lately and other different projects as well. So I liked seeing her here playing Desna's attorney. What did you guys think just of her whole just her whole cameo appearance?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I knew she's been on other shows, whatever, but I didn't know where she was from. I didn't recognize her per se, but I like how she just came out of nowhere and was just like laying it out there like, no, my defendant is this, this, that, that, that. Boom.
Yeah. It smells delightful.
One thing I loved about this was her brand is very, she's publicly out and she's kind of butch. That's part of who she is as a comic, but they really kind of glammed her up.
Like,
she doesn't look like that all the time? No, normally she's like very intentionally butch and jokes. She's self-deprecating. But they kind of, you know, she's made up. She kind of coiffed her hair, and it's a different Fortune than I'm used to. So, very dynamic actress.
Yeah, very fortunate.
Yes.
And the next clip I want to show, well, picture, is also of Miss Feimster. And you guys, so if you are on the East Coast area in Virginia Beach or North Carolina, VA is my hometown. What? But in August, she will be doing stand up, so you guys can catch her there. Make sure you check out her Twitter at Fortune Feimster, where you can find out all of the details. So I just wanted to let you know, guys, know that if you guys are fans of her. Mm-hmm. Okay, next picture. So Miss Carrie Preston. So if you guys are familiar with RuPaul, maybe RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he also has a, I guess you could say, podcast. It's called What's the Tea? Mm. And so she was also featured on this episode where she talks all things from, you know, what was it? Was it The Good Wife?
The Good Fight.
Yeah, and also Claws. So if you guys want to take a listen to that, I highly suggest it. It's over an hour long, and you can just hear all about Miss Preston and everything that she's up to. So I recommend that. That was earlier this week where she was featured.
I'll listen to that.
Yeah. And also, we have Karrueche, who is always doing something, which I like. So she was featured on VH1's Hip Hop Squares, which is a popular show. And so here's just a little screenshot of her with DC Young Fly. You might know him from MTV's Wild and Out and other, you know, projects. But she's doing her thing. What do you guys think about Karrueche on Hip Hop Squares? Do you feel like it's weird or
what? It feels on brand.
Well, from some of the comments that I've seen, some people are like, why is she on there? What? Does she do hip hop? What do you guys think about that?
Okay. Leave Lee Karrueche alone.
Come on,
like,
somebody.
Let Karrueche live her life.
Leave Karrueche alone.
It irritates me when they say, she can't do that. She can't do that. Like, no, she can. And you could, too, if you would stop hating on her and, you know, do more things. Like, I'm just saying, like, yes, you can do hip-hop. I mean, I don't think you have to be a certain type of race, style, look, whatever. If you know the music or you like the music, then do it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Jazzy.
I get so agitated. It's like, no, she can do it.
I thought that was a great way to put that, and I think that was very well said, Jazzy. So
we love you, Crucci. Yeah. So come on the show.
Please. Come on.
Right. Two more episodes. Yeah.
Right. So now we do have a quick clip, and this is from a People interview where Niecy Nash talked about everything from all of the TV shows and movies that she's been featuring, including Scream Queens. Was anybody a fan of Scream Queens?
Yes! I didn't watch it that much.
You guys, I loved it. It has a different type of humor, and I really wanted a season two, so she talks about that. But she also talks about Claws. Hit it.
Alrighty, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Do it like that. Not quite like that.
We'll
work on that.
Yeah. So you guys, this is Couch Surfing for People, and she's basically talking about everything again from her shows, and she says that these next few episodes are some episodes to look out for and to look forward to. So
I bet.
That is going to lead us into our predictions, but I want to go into this one last picture where Desna posted this earlier, last night really. And it is of her. She says, Desna is growing old in jail. She looks almost unrecognizable. She says, hashtag free Desna. What do you guys think this means?
Well, maybe we should just transition.
Just want to go into it?
Let's go ahead and officially, with this photo, transition into our predictions.
No. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That was a lot. I know.
What?
Music gossip kind of turned dark.
Well, let's talk about this photo. What do we think this means?
I'm going to say, because they're always doing twists and turns, that this is not true and she's not going to be in jail forever, what they're trying to make us think. And I think it may just be a flashback or something.
Or like flash forward, sequence.
Yeah.
You know what? That's funny to mention that. I thought it was really going to be her teasing that she was going to be on Orange New Black this episode or something.
That's a good point, too.
Because of her outfit. But yeah, like you said, I think if they do use it in the show, she's not going to be in there forever, clearly, because it just wouldn't make sense. It's probably just like a epiphany or a flashback she has. Like, oh, you know, just
what if?
Out. Yeah, what if?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So don't do that to us.
those are all good predictions. So I'm thinking that's pretty good. So it could be that. But, you know, when you read closely here, she says that it was a dream sequence that didn't make it into tonight's episode.
Woo!
So either this is a scene that was cut, or we might see it in the next few scenes as maybe like a dream sequence. So mm-hmm. You never know. Maybe we'll just have to find out in the next couple episodes. Yeah.
What about other predictions, guys? One of the questions we got in the chat, which I thought was a really good one, was, and I apologize, whoever, I think it was Robin who asked, now that Dr. Ken is out, you know, now that Polly has the tea on what he was doing with the wire, do we think he's going to have an X on his back with the Dixie Mafia? Do we think Dr. Ken is in danger internally?
I actually don't.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be okay. He's just one of those characters that he's like there, but do I think he's going to be hurt or taken out of the show? No. I don't see that for his character. What about you guys?
No, I don't think I have anything to worry about per se, because Polly in the day still loves him and cares about him and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she has to take herself out of the picture for a second and think, okay, she knows the man she's dealing with. She knows how scared he really is. And if someone would approach her, who knows? You know, I don't think she's going to tell. I think she's going to try to cover his butt, honestly.
I think what's going to happen is it'll be turned into comedy somehow, because Dr. Ken's always our comic relief. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's going to be some kind of sting operation, and he's going to be the one that has to, like, dress up in a disguise and, like, be the first person to go. You know what I mean? And it'll be like, this is how you pay us back. So
yeah.
I expect to have to pay them back in some way that's maybe more funny than serious. Mm-hmm. Is sort of what I think.
Yeah.
What about other predictions, guys?
Okay, this is what I think is going to happen. I think that, I don't know if this wedding's going to happen the next episode or the season finale, so we're two episodes away. I think it's going to be like a whole big pandemonium at the wedding. I think it's going to be blood everywhere at the wedding. Mm-hmm. I think someone's going to
shoot. Red dress?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really think there's a lot in her crew are going to probably come and cause war or something, but I don't think it's going to end good. I think it's going to be a whole big blown out fight or something.
Claws loves our weddings. We started the season with a messed up wedding, and we're going to end this season with
a
messed up
wedding. You already know my prediction. I think that Dr. Ruffalo's mother
and Desna will pair up and take over. That's what I really think, because I feel like she's gonna, everybody's gonna turn their back on Zalata and Dr.
Ravon.
Yeah, and I feel like they're, everybody's thinking they're gonna win, but I think at the end of the day, the show's about Desna. Desna's gonna kill it, and I feel like it's so some reason why his mom is there.
Even though I don't agree with you, I really like your prediction.
Yeah. Thank you, girl.
No, yeah. Well, because it's just like, you would never think of that, and because there's so much betrayal going on in the show, I wouldn't doubt that his own mom will betray on him. You don't know.
I don't think that's his mom, though.
Oh, well, then, that's something else.
What do you guys think? Do you think that that's his mom?
Let us know.
Hmm. I mean, parents have never proven themselves to be very loyal on their show.
I know.
Jen's so mom.
I know. I mean, Zalata and her sisters. I'm just saying, family or not, you know, you never know.
Family's never blood in this show.
Yes, yeah, not
clearly.
At all.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, so I think that Dean might be at risk. Okay, because there was a scene where his if you remember the scene with his stripper coworker, and he had the pills, and he's like, oh, no, I don't do narcotics. Did I do that scene right? Okay, so...
Yeah, I mean, go to Jimmy.
Oh, no. So, but I think that he... Because it's like he left the prescription bottle out. Mm-hmm. So that was one thing. And also, why would you even show that scene? It was kind of unnecessary. The whole show is about drugs, surrounding drugs. But I think that Dean either might start doing drugs or might take them accidentally. And it's just scaring me. Also, I think that Zalata might use Dean as Desna's weakness. And last but not least... You know, no, I'll just keep
leaving it there.
I for sure thought that Dean was going to pop
in. I know. I don't want it to happen to Dean. I think
because why show that scene
needs to not mess with Dean.
I know.
Just let Dean. Just
don't
be
get your hopes up.
He's the moral. He's the heartbeat of this show.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're the heartbeat of your after show
here at
AfterBuzz TV, and right now we have 33 people in our chat, which is great. And I know a lot of you are doing laundry right now or listening in your car the next day.
So
but if it's a Tuesday morning and you're on your way to work, I've got great news. You could be in the chat next week. That's Monday at 4 p.m. We're here every week, and we love you guys. We love chatting with you. If you can't make the live show, that's okay. You can chat with me on Twitter. And if you want to reach me, you can do that at Jeffrey C. Graham on Twitter.
Hey guys, so Jamie Gray here. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or IG at Jamie Gray, and plenty of other after shows, so make sure you subscribe to all of our channels.
Yes, yes, yes. And you can find me at Roach Baby. That's ROACHBAYBE. And if y'all got some extra questions for our yes, yes, no, slide in my DM.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're just caught up. The episode's got you all
choked up like
us. So for Instagram and Twitter, you can follow me and chat me at I'm Jazzy. That's I'm Jazzie.
Great, guys. Thanks again. We will see you next week here on the Closet After Show. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.